kind of bird laid that egg. Because I got, you know, we did it all our life. We just.
Yeah. But if the eggs are lying around the staples, well.
You'll swallow that egg, you'll clean it up.
Yeah.
You got 89 eggs in that bed, they're gone. The next morning, you ain't got nothing left.
I got a friend who tells the story. He had a chain link fence like that one time. So he was determined to catch his snake. And the snake came through and ate an egg that was in the thing. And when he was going back through, he put another egg on the other side. So the snake went up to the other side and ate the egg. The two eggs
between, huh?
Between the
fence. I don't know. I've never seen him while he was swallowing the egg. But you knew with the snake eating that egg.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call those big frogs? Really, you know, the one that.
Bullfrogs. Mm-hmm. Old bullfrogs.
Now, when you went fishing, what would you use for bait? You'd use a.
Sometimes you use a shrimp is what you use for bait. The day they got artificial bait, them days they didn't have an artificial bait. Use shrimp. We know they fish with worms down here because they never. Just never did it, that's all. I don't know why, but they never did.
Do you have any different types of worms?
We never use worms here. The only thing that they use is a cut mullet, just cut the mullet up. And use, you know, little hunks of meat.
Yeah.
And then mostly shrimp, which a nigger pole. They never run real easy. You got that old nigger pole out there.
Yeah. Would you ever use a little small fish for bait? That was a.
They had what we call them biscuits in French. The name of it is a silver fish. It's a small fish, or minnows.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use minnows a lot. Used to go catch them where the water would drain out through the, like I told you before, where the water would gate-like, you know. Well, they used to come there to feed, and you could catch them there. You could take a straight pin and bend it to make a hook, goodbye hook, and tie it in on a little string with a little snail. Like a little snail back there. You take the little snail and pull the snail out of its shell, and use that for bait to catch the minnow, and then the minnow to catch the trout.
Food chain. What about those animals that you would find here, you know, they have a hard shell and you go out and they stick their head back in their shell?
Turtles?
Yeah.
Oh, the diamondback turtle, that's a real good eating turtle.
That's what I hear. Different types here?
We have the diamondback here, what they call a diamondback turtle. It grows, I think a full-grown turtle is only 7.5 inches. Well, that's how we used to sell them. They market them. They didn't market that for years down here, turtles. The turtle farm. And it had to be a 7.5 inch for a full-grown turtle. From the V, they got a V in the front and also in the back of the undershell. And that had to be 7.5 inches for it to be a legal turtle to market.
Okay, did you ever see one that would live on land, just on land?
Not around here.
Okay.
Where those big sea turtles that used to come into. Big white sea turtle, they're tremendous, big thing. They weigh 200-300 pounds. And they come in, you see them coming.
You got them here?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see one.
I've seen them. A lot of times the fisherman catches them out there in the fall, too. They're good eating, man. They sell that turtle meat. But the only time they come to the shore is to lay their eggs.
Now, the kind of things that they grow up further up in the, up around, they make etouffee out of them, they love them.
Crawfish, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When you turn on a light at night, what kind of things would gather around it? You know, the ones that, when you try and catch them, a powder comes off in your hand.
Butterflies?
Yeah.
Or those little moth-like things?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to say, man, get off your hand, that's poison. You still see a lot of them. I don't know if that's some type of moth, I guess.
Yeah, those are what?
Moth. I don't know which, they got so many different types of them, you know, so many, the class of, like, butterflies, you got names for each kind of butterfly. One's a rainbow butterfly, one's a, this kind of butterfly.
You got different types of
moths, the same one.
Hmm.
We'll call them papillons in French,
yeah.
Butterfly.
Did you ever see the kind of bugs that y'all would catch? I don't see them anymore. And they would catch in a jar, and they would light up in a jar.
Fireflies?
Yeah.
They don't have that. I think I've seen that maybe a couple of times around. They usually have, you find it more in the interior than on the